I'm literally living my dream. It'll be great if I can play to World Cup 2023. I think I've done what I can, because I still have a lot more to offer.
It started out as an extramural activity, one that Bonyuwem Somi's parents did not approve of for their then 16-year-old daughter. However, as time progressed, so did Nsomi's love for netball. Today, the 32-year-old serves as the captain for the national netball team, the Proteas, a role which has allowed her to lead the team into winning the 2019 African Netball Cup. She also works at the University of Johannesburg, where she coaches and manages the UJ Netball Club. We caught up with her to discuss the journey that led to her success and how she's using her platform to give back to young people seeking to also make their mark in the field. You're listening to the Winning Women Podcast.
Every parent has like an idea of what they want their kids to be when they grow up. And black parents, I wouldn't imagine them saying, I want my kid to be a netball player.
I think if I can be honest, I never saw netball as sort of a career, if I can put it like that. Only when I started to play national side and for seniors. I played national for under 21s SA and I was captain there. And in all honesty, I can remember myself still like unsure of what is this, like is it really happening? I feel like it's just all happening too quick, but still not as confident with what I can do, if I can play or not. So I felt like, you know, it was more of a, it's luck. I got picked again. It's just luck. Until I got back from the, I think it was 2009, from the World Youth Champs. Then I got called in for a seniors camp, which is the Spark Proteas. At first I didn't make the team. Went back home. Then they had trials for 2011 World Cup. It was in 2011. Then from there, after I've made that team, I think I started then to realize that this is big. Because that whole presentation of me now going to the World Cup, having to get like a blazer and, you know, the initiation, the new players coming in and everyone is looking at you like, this is a big thing. I think then straight after that, even I remember myself going back home and I said to my coach, I think this is big. And he was like, it is big. So I think only then in my head, I was like, okay, maybe there's something big here. And for me, even the training was not to say, because I'm really so focused into netball. It was more of, I'm focusing on what I need to do now. Like, I need to just train. We have a competition. We have a tournament. It was a tournament. Then at home, because I wasn't looking at it like that, like, will there be pressure? There wouldn't be pressure if I'm not even aware of my capabilities in sports. Mom used to earn, like, 300 rands on a Friday. And that, to me, to be honest, was enough. Because I never went to bed without eating. So that's how we say I came from a township, and however it was, we would get water from the taps, we would do normal hand washing, all of that. That for me is a normal life. There was nothing wrong with that, and I can say that again now. And we, like I said, we will still eat, we'll still have enough of what we need to have, take some cash, I don't know, you know, so if it's a 1 rand to school, but we'll have everything. Now having to get more money than what my mom would get, I think that changed my mindset straight away. And I would know that sports probably has money. Like, I would think football especially has lots of money. So for me, obviously I want to know how much really they're getting at that time, because I wasn't interested in sports. I wouldn't like find information in terms of how much each player would get. But knowing that at one stage I will play a Diamond Challenge, and the Minister of Sport will announce and say, each player in the downtown will get 10,000 rands after the whole tournament. That was big. Because now I'm thinking, yes, I've got money. So I think even with that, obviously, it will come out in the news, even if mom at that time wouldn't watch the game on TV. She would hear about this and she would be like, hey, I heard the money. So I think that also just brought in a sort of an excitement. So it's not just about playing only or traveling, getting into the plane, you know, staying over at the hotels. That was big. But the big part was also just the financial give. Having to sit and tell people about my family, like that's something I would never think I would have to do back then. But now it's like something I need to do almost every time. I'm not gonna cry now, I promise. But anyway, with that being said, I did realize that the challenge now with me being, I won't say limelight, but people wanting me to be sitting in front of people and having to talk and do all these things to inspire others. You need confidence to do that. And I didn't have that. I think by the opportunities that I've gotten through netball, only then I grew confidence. And because of, you know, the amount of people I knew, the space of having to talk in front of people started to get better. But if I think of me coming from Hammersdale, the schools I went to, quite tough to having to go out now and play for national side from that background. Because, like, really, you have to now be able to step up. They'll ask you questions and there's a team, even the coaches, officials, and straight away, it's like everything just goes away. Because firstly, at school, I never had to speak English. Even we would, you'd know in classes where there was an English lesson, we'll probably do it in Zulu. Because they would explain so we know, not to make us don't understand.
Recognizing the challenges young girls face when entering the field professionally, Msomi established the Bonyi Msomi Netball Project to ensure that everyone, regardless of their background, gets the equal chance they deserve.
I think the biggest challenge with netball then for me is to not to only teach a skill, but to teach the life skills more than anything. I don't think we have that enough, especially in rural areas and in townships, that one. And for that's important because if you get a child then to be selected to go and play in a provincial level, already there, diversity starts kicking in, different races playing in one team. We expect this child coming from a rural area, probably smart at school, but within what she can do. Now she has to communicate here. And that alone can make someone get dropped in the team because they think, oh, she's useless, she can't take instructions, she doesn't understand and all of that. And you're not even thinking, where exactly does she come from? Does she even speak English even once at school or at home? So those kind of things, I think besides anything else, it's very important that everyone gets an equal chance of being able to communicate in whatever language, so the very best potential, you know, can show when it needs to show. Then you're not judged based on are you able to communicate or do you have a skill.
What has been the biggest threat to your career?
I guess I get very aware of players getting injuries here and there, and some of them they will come back and play and it will still be okay. Some will stop because of that injury, or some will come back and it will never get back to the same level. I think for me, constantly in my head, I'm like, please, I don't mind, touch wood, no injuries. But besides that, I really love the sport. And all I do is to ensure that I'm ready to play and ready to enjoy it, because it starts with training. I've been taught like that from when I started playing, that hard work will make me play at a certain level. And I do respect that. So because of that, I always look at an event or a tournament as a bonus. I'm just going to go, and this is the time to just enjoy rather than stressing about it.
And maybe that's why I never really even stress before the game, because in my head I'm thinking, I've done the work. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But there's nothing else or nothing more I could have done rather than what I've done at that time. So I can't really have much of threats rather than being scared of, I hope, I pray, no injuries, please.
Msomi believes that while she's played her part both on and off the field, there's still a lot more she has to offer. For as long as her strength allows, she will continue wearing her green and gold uniform with pride, knowing that she's putting South Africa on the global map. Tune in next time when we feature another woman making a difference. For me, Molebogeng Mokoka, it's a wrap for now.